A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart. And you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy, and my burden light." The Gospel of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, in the Buddhist tradition, suffering is associated with worldly desires, worldly attachments. A good Buddhist disattaches himself or herself from the world in order to reduce the burden of suffering. In a similar way, in today's gospel reading from Matthew, Jesus offers us a reduction of our burden from suffering, but perhaps in a much more personal manner. Lighten your burden by yoking yourself to me, Jesus says. Rest easy by attaching yourself to only me, Jesus says. Learn humbleness from me, Jesus says. Just as I humble myself and desired only my Father. In this way, Jesus says, we can move from affliction to abundance simply by attaching ourselves to Jesus, just as Jesus attached himself to his Father. We thus move from compunction to compassion, from commandments to beatitudes. My friends, today is the feast day of Blessed Kateri Takakwitha, a woman associated with the Mohawk Algonquin tradition in upstate New York and the region of Quebec. As a child, she and her family underwent a terrible outbreak of smallpox. Her immediate family were all killed, and she came through smallpox with terrible scars on her face and near blindness. Because of her Algonquin mother, had converted to Catholicism, Kateri had that desire, but the Mohawk tribe that her chieftain father was associated with discouraged her. Nevertheless, at the age of 20, in 1676, she asked for baptism, and she spent the rest of her life in deep prayer and caregiving to members of her tribe. In 1980, she was beatified by John Paul II and became the first blessed Native American. Her baptismal name that she took, Kateri, was a Mohawk version of her favorite saint, Catherine of Siena. In And because Kateri spent her life in deep prayer, in a favorite place in the wilderness that she had carved out for herself, she has become, in this modern day and age, the patroness of the environment, the patroness of ecologists. Kateri suffered much in her life, but she knew that her suffering would be lightened, her burden would be lightened, by yoking herself to Jesus in emulation of her sacred mentor, Catherine of Siena. Kateri's last words were, "Jesus, I love you." Blessed Kateri.